speed, drama, and the most sportsmanlike moment in professional athletics, when opponents shake hands at the end of every round. These attributes add up to make the Stanley Cup playoffs a major sporting event. But as National Hockey League teams head into the playoffs, a tragedy lingers. Stefan Fatsis is a sports writer for the Wall Street Journal. He joins us most Fridays. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, John.
Stefan, a major focus for the NHL in recent weeks has been the death of 13-year-old Brittany Cecil in Columbus, Ohio. She was hit in the head by a puck while watching a game. The accident is out of the headlines now, but what's the league doing about this incident?
Well, they're investigating. The big issue is whether the plexiglass boards and netting behind goals that's used in some arenas is high enough to protect fans from pucks that can whiz by at about 100 miles an hour. The NHL has put together a committee, league officials, some outside experts, and they're looking at every arena, all 30 arenas in the league, and they're supposed to make recommendations at the end of the season. The issue for the league is finding the right balance between extending the protection for fans behind the goals and on the sides while giving fans the unobstructed view of the game that they love. You have to think that the NHL is going to do something after the season's over.
Well, back to the game on the ice. The Detroit Red Wings seem to be unbeatable, or almost. They got shut out last night, I guess.
Well, they've been resting their best players because they're a runaway for the regular season crown. They've won 51 games and lost just 14. They'll be going for their 10th Stanley Cup. Some of the other coaches in the league aren't happy with the Red Wings' strategy going into the playoffs, resting players because they are playing other teams that might still be in the playoff hunt. But as we head down the stretch, it's the Red Wings. The Colorado Avalanche look strong. And in the East, you've got the Boston Bruins, who are back on top of the Eastern Conference after many fallow years. One team that won't be in the playoffs in all likelihood is the New York Rangers for a fifth straight year, and that's despite a payroll of $70 million, the league's largest.
The Calgary Flames won't be making the playoffs either, but one of their players, 24-year-old Jerome Iginla, is the favorite to win the year's Most Valuable Player award. That's pretty unusual, isn't it, if your team's not in the playoffs?
Yeah, it is. The last time it happened was in 1988 when Mario Lemieux of the Pittsburgh Penguins did it. And before that, you had to go back to 1959. But Iginla's had a terrific year. He scored 2 goals for Canada in their gold medal win over the United States at the Olympics. And he's probably going to win the league titles for goals scored and points. More interesting, though, is that he would be the first black player to win the MVP award in the NHL. This year, there are 15 black players in the league out of a total of about 660 players, and that's the most ever. To the NHL's credit, and because it's good business, the league in recent years has developed a lot of programs to get inner-city kids to play hockey. The person that they've hired to run their youth development is a guy named Willie O'Ree, and he broke the league color barrier back in 1958.
Beyond the fan safety issue, which we were talking about earlier, the NHL still faces the usual array of problems, including chronic low TV ratings.
That's something they've got to address. Ratings on network television are minuscule during the regular season and even during the playoffs. The league was encouraged during the Olympics because the gold medal game drew a huge audience, but that hasn't transferred over to the NHL games.
Let's talk college hockey for a moment. The men's college hockey championship game is tomorrow in St. Paul, Minnesota, Maine versus Minnesota. What's going to happen?
Well, a lot of fans are going to go. College hockey's been doing great. The Frozen Four, which is what they call the equivalent of basketball's Final Four, has been drawing sellout crowds of 19,000-plus fans. And the Women's Hockey College Championship was held a couple weeks ago, and they're doing pretty well, too. It was only the second women's championship. The University of Minnesota at Duluth has won both. And while women's hockey's been growing terrifically, the one thing that's been holding it back is that some of the schools that have top men's hockey programs, like Michigan, Michigan State, and Boston University, aren't fielding Division I women's teams yet, and that's got to change.
Thanks, Stefan.
Thank you, John.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins us most Fridays to talk sports.